Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix. You may learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness for all things of financial and economic nature, starting with each of us as we transform inside to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity we are by divine right. Our world changes. The world changes. It's an inside-out job. It starts with our feelings, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And it happens under grace. Before I begin today's meditation, I'm going to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 54. Grace comes to those who know they deserve it. Believe. Grace comes to those who know they deserve it, believe. You know, this is something most of us forget about. Simply by being children of God, simply by carrying within us the essence of the life force energy of the universe, spirit, mother, father, God, what some call the Christ energy, simply by being, you are favored with grace. You are favored with grace. And in your deepest, darkest hour, whatever that is, and that continues to be for so many people since the economic decline of October 2008, some still believe the greatest economic fall of our nation, and perhaps globally at the same time across all of dear Mother Earth. Grace will carry you through if you, as we're told, believe. That makes all the difference. So let's start with the word believe, then come back to the word grace. To believe is to take as true, as real, to have confidence in a statement, and in this case, the promise that you are never forgotten. God will never forget you, that you're always taken care of. Everything that you need will always be here at the right and perfect time, even if it seems like the 11th hour. That you, because you are, simply because you are a child of God, simply because you are here, carrying within you the life force energy, your spirit soul self, in this human trappings called a body, are promised. Promise what? Grace. A lot of people call it being saved. And yet, it doesn't have to be taken in a religious context. And yet it could. You are being provided for. You are always guided at the right place in the right time. The right people come into your life at the right time. The opportunities are here for you right now. No matter what they say out there, no matter what is reported to the news, no matter what you have ever experienced, it's your belief that becomes the magnet for attracting whatever is in your life right now. If you believe that all things are possible, I am possible. Nothing is impossible because I am possible. And as long as I keep doing the next right step, whatever that is, holding the right thoughts in my heart, believing in the impossible as possible, with a loving, open heart, a smiling heart, a believing heart, knowing this inner truth is real, not the outer illusion, that all my good works do pay off, so I continue doing more good works. I continue giving and sharing whatever it is that I have. The littlest thing could be a flower from the garden. It could be a good thought or word you share with another. It could be sharing a part of the little bit that you have, perhaps in food. Sharing your time and your energy. It doesn't have to be about money. As long as you believe in the promise and act as if that is true, finding within you the ability to keep on serving and sharing and coming from this place of absolute confidence, that's called self-esteem, in the ability and potential within you, this God life force within you, coming through outside of you, and not giving in to the confusion, the distraction, the naysayers, or even whatever you experienced before. When you believe at this level and act from this place, sharing what you have, letting go those emotions and memories that do not serve you or anyone else and hold you back, forgiving whatever transgressions have been done against you from love, not out of obligation to get something. When you come from this place of belief, it's as if, yes, in a theological sense, the heavens of door opened up for you right here, right now, here in our earthly life. This is grace. Grace meaning pleasing, receiving favor, goodwill, or acting from that place, mercy, and from theology again, the unmerited love and favor of God towards you or another. Unmerited love. Well, that's theology's belief. Simply because you are, because you're here, no matter what you've done. A lot of people call it karma. The belief, and that's a little different, that if you keep doing the next right thing, regardless of whatever you've experienced, or in regards to however you've acted before, you will receive favor. You and everyone else will be receivers of goodwill and mercy. Granted, delays in payments that are due or other things will come up. I know this firsthand. In fact, I was reminded of this when I met someone yesterday who I had wash and wax my car. I saw that he was doing neighbors the day before and looked like a really great job, and I called and asked my neighbor about the man doing their car, and I was told that he had lost his job over a year ago. And he, as I spoke to him, I discovered, did lose his job just 2 weeks before Christmas, 2008. He thought he had a definite job for at least 6 years. And it was a county job. So that gave him a sense of security. He was on a construction job, and they had said they had were going for a 10-year contract. So really, he was working for the contractor that was working for the county. And 2 weeks before the end of the year, the time they were to receive their bonuses just before the end of the year and pay raises, all those things that happen many people at the end of the year of a work year, he and many others lost their jobs. He's been out of employment ever since. And yet he said he fell back on what his father told him, to always have a backup position. And he remembered that he loved washing cars. And this is a man who's 46 years old. He loved washing cars. So he started asking his neighbors and friends, one person after another. And he's built up a little business through referral and good works of washing cars for a fair and decent price and doing an outstanding job. And in the meantime, he lost virtually everything he had, including a place to live. And then most recently, a friend allowed him to live with him He has his tools and his bicycle. He gets around on a bicycle today, not a car. He had it in the pawn shop waiting, I guess, from job to job to get enough money to cover whatever he needs to get back his possessions. And yet this man still believes. That was the power in meeting Tommy. He believes. He said to me, a lot of people have done bad things to me, made up reasons why I couldn't live with them or took away the job, but I believe in karma. This is from this man. Not necessarily a New Age metaphysical person in any belief system, simply a hardworking person who said, I believe in karma. And he continues to do one good job after another. And a neighbor, turns out, on my same block, who somehow was referred to him a while ago, watched his work, brought him back to do yard work besides the car washing and waxing, and other fix-up things in the house. Turns out he has a depth of experience in construction and knows how to build a house from the bottom up perfectly, and asked him if he'd like to talk to one of his friends. And in that moment, a new job opportunity showed up of a permanent, more permanent nature that he starts this week after being out of employment for well over a year. He believes, whether he calls it or not, in the power of grace. Keep on doing what he knows. Keep giving good service for a good price. And grace is yours. He knows, as our message today says, grace comes to those who know they deserve it. This is critical. The word deserve. Deserve means serve intensely. Deserve. To be worthy of merit. He knows he deserves it. It's not how long it takes, and possibly I don't know his whole story. He may have had times, as we all have had, where you seem to ride this emotional roller coaster. You remember you deserve it, you forget that you deserve it, you remember again, you go into the depths of despair, and then you rise up again and remember, I am a good person. I've done good work. I'll continue to do good work. I believe that I am not forgotten. I believe that none of my work is meaningless or lost. I believe in the power within me that I am able to succeed. I am able to receive. I am able, and therefore I am deserving, because I have and continue to come from that place of deep service that propels us forward to make a difference. That's this knowingness that you deserve, because you are made this way. Those who know this truth seem to receive the grace, the good favors, the opportunities seem to come to them. And it's not the working hard, it's that knowingness and, in quote, working at your best. You see, you can't fake it. It's about being who you are. Being the divine child of God who you are. Knowing, I keep being me, being my best, coming from this divine essence within me. The right door will open up at the right time. It has no other choice. And for whatever reason, I seem to be going through my trials and tribulations. When we stop taking it personal and come back to believe in this light essence within us, believing in the truth of who we are, seeing and honoring ourselves with love, growing that seed of belief and possibility within us again, coming from this place of self-esteem and confidence in I am that I am. It's as if our deserving barometer rises up at the same time. We seem to light up from the inside out. People seem to notice us in a new way that we can't explain, and yet it is true. And doors open for us for whatever it is that we need at that point in time. That is grace. That is others finding you pleasing, you finding yourself pleasing, goodwill and favor coming to you and others. It starts with your believing in you, believing in the promise in you, believing in the possibility in you, having this unquestioning faith in you consistently. And that really is the key. Once you really hook into that knowingness, the truth, all is well. All is well. And you believe in the possible rather than the impossible. You believe in this higher promise that you are a child of God and will be always taken care of well, rather than the external appearance of things. Grace comes to those who know they deserve it, believe. And so I invite you to join me in meditation to enter the world of absolute divine belief and experience grace. So I invite you to breathe inside as we go into meditation now. Breathing in long, deep, gentle breaths. Slowing it down. Focusing on your heart center. Breathing in and out. Feeling your chest rise and fall like the waves of the ocean. The waves of the ocean, they're moved by the power, the magnetic power of the universe. The moon, divine light. That's reflected within you. And when you're ready, drop below the surface of the waves. Come within to the inner cosmos. that resides in you. As if you're floating deep below the surface. Noticing the color, perhaps colors. You may find yourself floating through one layer to another layer, or so it seems. There in the distance, notice the lights, the brightest lights within your cosmos now. Allow yourself to simply be drawn in. To this light that calls you, like the moon that moves the waves and the tides of the ocean. This light inside calls you forward now, ever so gently. Feeling the peace inside. Allowing yourself to be bathed in this light. As if you're stepping into it. And as you do, you feel your muscles simply let go, melting all stiffness, hardness, tightness within, without, now, under grace. You simply relax here, your inner cosmos, at the center of your being, the center of your soul, center of the light within you now. Resting here, connecting again with the truth of your being. Feeling that letting go. Letting go all that separates you from your true essence. One with power and presence. Of your true divine love essence. Allow your heart to direct your mind, to let go any behavior, action, memory, words that you have said to another that brought pain. Any memory, emotions, thoughts, images of what others have done to you that brought pain. Simply here at the center of your being, allow it to leave you now. Give it up. Let it go. Whatever it is. Release it now to this divine light within you so it may be transformed and open the way for you to receive the grace you deserve. And as that moment, those words, that pain is released, see it flying off like a most beautiful dove. So peace may reign within you now. Feeling the love again as you let go, forgive, release the pain. The taking it personal, believing in those external things as you now believe inside, and make way for grace. So you may receive favor, goodwill, opportunity, love, whatever it is you desire, truly desire. May all good things happen for you now. Feel love filling the void where the pain was. See this light shining through where the pain was. Feel your oneness with this higher truth now. Without looking back. Without any regrets, staying present now, this perfect moment, divine connection with the truth of your being, the power and presence of divine love in you, with you. Knowing divine love and you are one. Divine love and you are one. And every time you release another pain, hardship, difficulty, upset, heart-wrenching, it seems, experience, more and more opens you up inside to be the true essence who you are. Divine love in you are one. Inside out, you shine, you radiate, you pulsate this love. You transmit this love. Your energy is rising higher and higher. The energy of divine love. As you believe inside. I am a child of God. Everything happens for my good. All is well. Every right door opens for me now. All my needs are taken care of under grace now. I believe the power and presence of the divine working perfectly in my life now. As I give up pain and remorse, love fills me and draws to me all that I need, all I desire. I am worthy. I am deserving. I am good. I am valuable. I make a difference. I believe. I believe. Yes, it is true. I deserve all good things. And it is done. Feel that love permeating through your entire being now. I deserve all good things, and it is done. See and feel as if your heart is smiling from the inside out, as the light inside streams out 360 degrees within you now, filling you with divine love essence. I am. It is done. All is well. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And now, dear ones, it's time to come back to our everyday living, living your life from this place. This knowingness, you are deserving, and it is done. Now, under grace. Shining this light inside, wherever you go, outside. Living from this truth. And so as we began, we breathe You seem to be leaving the light inside, and yet you know you are innately connected. Nothing may separate you other than mental thoughts. So you stay connected inside, knowing the truth, feeling you're taking part of this golden white light, who you are with you, as you rise and come back to the surface, renewed from the inside out. Feeling yourself breaking through the waves, knowing now the gravitational pull that moves the waves and the tides, the same divine love essence in you. You've seen this light, this power. You felt it. You know it. So you may act from this place of absolute security that you are one. The power and presence of God as you live your life from this place, knowing all is well. Holding this belief and knowing this in your heart and in your mind. Breathing consciously into your heart and into your head as you gently squeeze your hands and your toes, awakening your body temple now. Welcome back, dear one. Welcome back. And now we call on Carla. We invite her to tone this truth for us now.
Let there be grace of divine love, peace, harmony, authentic prosperity, joy, balance and unity all around us. God's life force is within us. Let go and know all is well. Under grace, I am worthy. I am that I am. Thank you, God.
And it is true. God bless. Namaste.